Beginning of the Masechtas might cut in the Vav. Beginning of the Alf. Beginning of the Masechtas. Beginning of the Gemara. Yeshid b'neim. If there's lime between them, which had tzion who misid. The marker is made from lime. Kedam perakay the Maaseh Sheni. Like we learned in the second perak Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh perak Merub. The Gemara brings it in for the common dust. Now the Tesam and Aleph. That's the sign of, because it's white like bones, so therefore that's the sign of a marker of a grave of Tumah. Now, says Taisus, when it says, and Yashid be named, that there is lime between them, says Taisus, Le Dana, Kama, I don't know how much lime there should be between them, between the area of the stones, to say how much is considered that the between the stones is also as Tumah. Kinnunik says, Maslow, because Taisus begins with the Gemara, I've got like a cheres, even though there's no earthenware. Which is not like our gears of the like a chayrish, rather cheres. So this place is garasin, and that's what the gears should be. Umetzasim afar says, I found that the interpretation of this is because cheres is dumu lecharsis, like small earthen shards, and bein lovin kamesid. It's not as white as lime. When the early Purusha says, so what does that mean? If yesh charsis beinim, if there's these broken shards between them, and as a gears adds on she'ein lovin in time, which is the end of the words of Taisus, which it's not white between them. Because not as white, it seems like that it's actually marking to notify Shu'tar, to actually say to the contrary, that even though the stones have lime, that's a sign for Tumma, but the area between the stones actually does not have Tumma, and that's why it's with Karsis, which is not as white. Up until there, you don't have the area of the cemetery. Says, when the lime is poured down. Now, Taisus is going based on his girsa previously of the previous Dermaschal of Cheres, which, like we said, is Charsis, which actually is a sign of Tahara. So, based on that, the Gemara's question was, Rav Yehuda said that if there's no line between them, it's going to be Tar. It sounds like it's Tar, even though there's no Charsis. But the Bryce says, Taisus explained before, it's specifically if there's Charsis, then it's going to be Tar. But if not, even though there's no line, it's not going to be Tar. So, on that, Rav Papa answered, as our Dermaschal Taisus is going on, that kishasid shafach perish, what does that mean to say? Bada ki like a sid, most definitely. When there's no lime, it's a sign of tumah. The charsis, which that's a sign of tahara, so if it doesn't have either one, as we're talking about, tahirin, it's going to be tar, like a Behuda said. Aye, and the Bryce sounds like that you need to have charsis between them to be mitar. Oh, there it's different, because there is tumah, as the Maskal Taisus is saying, is when the sid is shafach on the top and it's pouring down on the sides. Aval kishim merjuba. That's what the Gemara means when he says either the words merubah or merudid, but when it's a lot or when it's flowing off, the shavach arishon is poured on its head to the sides. Oh, then those are charsis. Then you need the earthenware shards to show that it's tar. Shemish charsis. If there's the earthenware shards over there, yesh litlays, then you could suspend shenasin litzidei eben charsis. The reason why you put on the side of the stones this charsis is to show that it's tar. And ba'asid nischaber boy, and the lime got connected through that. The tzarfasid shal roisha ima, and it connected the lime that's on the top with the earthenware shards. In other words, that he didn't put the lime there for tumah, but it fell there by connecting it with the charsis. But the main charsis, there's no pieces of charis. Imkain sidhu shall tzian bin time. So then the lime is from the marker that's between them. In other words, that it is a sign for tumah. Now the Pesach Kunjus Garsian, but according to the Rashi's commentary, the Girsa is not like our previous different Maskal of Taisus, but rather Afagavta like a Chayrish, even though there's no plowing. Umafarish, and he explains that, so what does it mean be named Tar, so between them is going to be Tar? Because the Intikalot Tumah, because it's removing it from the state of Tumah, because it's like a grave that was plowed over. In other words, so from the Brace, it sounds like that if it's not plowed between them, even though that there's no line between them, but since on top of the stones is lime, so then the area between them is going to be tummy. But if it's plowed, then even if there's a grave, then it already was plowed over, it's going to be tar. Which bothers Taisus. Taisus asks, and he says, well, but tamale, that's a wonder to me, because nehida tamar tamas oil, although that will purify tamas oil, but tar lahab, it's not going to be totally tar, not become a sodish nechush, because you're simply saying it's like a field that you had a grave that's plowed over, which that's less tamas maga masa. So that's the Taisus B'Shema, maybe tar oil come. You're right. When it says tar, it really means from the tumas of oil, that is not going to have anymore. Well, you know, I mean, another approach. No, legam, it's actually making totally tar. By threshing and by blowing. Zygmunt says, enough, hey, those are ways of being pure when you're walking through the field. Well, you know, I mean, another approach you could say is that yes, it can be totally tar. Why? Because between the stones has many different doubts regarding it, and therefore it's going to be permitted. because safek one doubt is the ikatina tumah shebinei loy. If you really have the marker of tumah between them or not, because there's no lime over there, it's only on the stones. I feel like ikatina, and even if you can say that the marker is for the area between the two, but it was plowed over and could be totally removed the tumah from over here. So therefore, yeah, it would be totally tar. So this is now matzosin afarish, and I found those who want to explain that a different reason why if it was plowed it's going to be tar, because the hashta saket ayti dacha purusha. Now the Gemara assumes that what it means is the imho yibinayin that im yesh binim chayrish tar, that if between them it's plowed it's going to be tar. Why? Because the vadi lo hayisham tuma, that most definitely there's no tuma over there because imho yibinayin, because if it was between, if there ever was lo hayicharish adam, a person would not have plowed it. Because a person would not plow over a grave, that's why it's going to be tar. Tristai says, Tamerly, well, that's a wonder to me. Amayle Parach, why doesn't the Gemara ask? When Tais is asking, the Gemara asks from the Sefer, said, if there's no line between them, it's going to be tar. Sounds like it's going to be tar, even though it's not plowed. Which we said, that contradicts the Braisa that said, oh, and if it's not plowed, it's going to be tami. Tais asks, well, why don't you ask from the Reish of the Braisa? Amayle Parach, the Yitan Vikamaisa, we learned earlier that said, im yeshid beinim, if there's line between them. Then bein tayim tamei, then between them, it's going to be tamei, which sounds like afikav the ikach chayrish, even though that is plowed. Bachik done here was saying, im yesh chayrish beinim tar, if it's plowed between them, it's going to be tar, afikav the ikach said, even though there is line. So it's nearly, it seems to me, the sagad ayte dach bas raisa, ayri bedlekesid, that the assumption of the Gemara was that this later braisa is talking about where there is no line. And that's what it's saying, that if it's plowed between them, it's going to be tar. Because the chi'ikasin, because if there would be lime, then actually lahoy tar lime, then it would never be tar. And why? Because the imid sainin im la valatumma, because they wouldn't mark if not on the tumma. In other words, the fact that they marked it with lime obviously proves that there is tumma, therefore they're marking it. So v'chicharsha lo yeh tar, so if it's plowed, it's not going to be tar. The question is only from the Seifa, the Braisa, Kamaisa, from the first Braisa, because the Arab, like I said, there's Toma where there is no lime. Because like we said, if there's lime, then that obviously would be an indicating factor. The Master says, that you don't distance it too far, so therefore, if it was marked on all four sides, obviously, that we're saying that's the whole field that's coming. That's how it's explained in the Tesefta and Pirish Rashi. In the Svarim I found, the Amamar, that the use is that the Master said, in Mamidin Tziyan, the Hulu, that because we don't make a marker in the area of the Tumah. Our guess is it's not far from the Makom Tumah. But Tais's guess is that we don't put in actually the marker on the actual Makom Tumah itself. So it says, according to that guess, it's not giving the reasoning like the way it sounds like from Rashi, that it's explaining why is the whole field Tumah. That because you don't do it too far and therefore must be going on the rest of the field. No, listen, Tom, rather, it's actually explaining Lama Tachtein Tar and why under all the four boundaries is going to be Tar. Because the Imam Eden see the Makom HaTumah, because you don't put the marker in the actual place of the Tumah itself. Now, and that's when he, and although the Beruach Echad, if you only marked one side, or Shnayim HaShleish, or two or three, Yeshlam Delevin, the Chol Tachteh Tumah, you say that it's the areas beneath the markers that are Tumah, not the field. But because the Tumah is not going to be less than where it's marked, but when there's all four sides, so then you would suspend that the Tumah is actually in the whole field. And if that's the case, therefore then we'll go with that rule that we don't put the marker right on top of the Tumah, and therefore right beneath them actually is going to be Tar. That we go out for climb in Chalush HaMayid. So, and there was a question, we go out in an earlier time. So Tais says the mission in the mission of Piriyashna we explain my tumah lemakshal inach. Why doesn't it ask on all those other halachas that also could have asked that it's earlier on the 15th of Adar, which seems like he's going at Tais's the days the masalbiyis not klaim. That klaim is different because it's a mitzvah and captures the other ones. Therefore, it's asking specifically on this mitzvah of klaim. Now, Yerushalmi actually asked metzayim al kvaris. What do you mean? You're saying that on Chol Hashamayid they go out to mark the graves? Well, the kvar tzayin, but it was already marked already from the 15th of Adar, same type of a question like our Gemara is asking regarding Kalayim. And what Tarat said, the Yerushalmi answers, Kigun Chiyot Shet of Mayim Shogun 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 Shogun, where there was a huge deluge of rain and already washed off the markers. Therefore, it's going again, but you're right, it already did on the 15th of Adar. Two next times, I'm asked the beginning words of the Gemara, but Tesla, Kardinus Megillah. That, so too, one of the things on the 15th of Adar is when they read the Megillah in the Kerachim in the walled cities. We have a Muslim, Mr. Miyadal, but we could have already said that on the 14th, which is most of the world, which is the unwalled cities, but which But it's just because the 15th of Adar is Devar Machinu. It's the same time as other things that we mentioned are specifically midway through the month. Like fixing the road, it's just that we pick that Megillah of the Krachim, even though the Ayaris are the 14th of Adar. Next is Master, which it's we'll get a cheaper rate on Chol HaShemayim. Laman Damla, come on, Taisa is addressing a question. According to the one that says Levin of Yigilim and Alf, that says Schar Pu'ula Shein LeMayochel, the wages of a worker who doesn't have what to eat, Shari, you're allowed to hire such a worker. So Nicha makes sense. Where you going to get the worker? Shechel Levin Schar, because they can take their wages. Laman Damla Asa, but according to the one that says forbidden, so Lo Yedinen, we don't know Hechem Yishkiru Payel Mamay, how are you going to hire workers? We got you being able to hire a worker. You're not going to find a worker because no one's allowed to work, even if he doesn't have what to eat. So it's just Hashem, Hashem, you could say the honey, the mitzvah, since these are for mitzvah purposes here, they permitted that worker to get wages for his work. Didn't like Tzmas to begin with the Gemara, but Truma Salishka, and he gets paid from the Truma, from these that which is separated from the chambers of the Machzah Shekel. And so it's in Laksha, don't ask for is behind me, what do you mean this misappropriation? These are hektish monies. Now, true, because the Leb Bez Masna lay, because the courts, the consciousness, they stipulate on it beforehand that they could use it whatever they wanted for. And the Perek Baslik Subas, not spring Subas of Kavav Manaf, it can be lit to with this many divination, Nightland Schar, and the people take their wages from Chumas Halishka because the courts stipulate and they could use it whatever they wanted for. Then next says Master, to begin with Zigmar Shishma Dreva. That if it has a Dreva of a different species in that 24, meaning 1/24th of a quarter of a Kav for the Saw, they not let it plant it with the other thing inside, which Parashat explains. Meaning, because Shreitzel is right, someone wants to plant. The Harkatani said, because the next opinion says, Rabbi Yosemite says, Yover, you select, which you have to clear it out. Now, Baholi Shaykh ben Nizr Kavai, you can't say that talking about when it was already planted, because it sounds like when it's still in the seeds, you select it out. Or else it should have said Yeker. So obviously, we're talking about before it's planted. And the Pekka Mecham Paris, and the Gubba Vasilev Salidam and Av Maisila brings this, that's the Machlik is when it's still not planted. But me and Bishmaitin, but in our Sugi, the Ayurban is a Gubba, it's already planted, we're talking about Lekker to uproot the climb. Actually, that's Tayyash, let me consider the Plague actually that they don't disagree with Tanakam and Ribbis. And it could be that according to everyone, you wouldn't have to totally deplete it, that actually the Halacha would be a Mait, that you diminish from the amount, that it shouldn't be that sheer, that would be a problem about client.